Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes again from Time for You. And we're continuing our discussion of keys to your success. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of avoiding procrastination. Now, procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing something. You simply don't do what needs to be done. Do you tend to put things off? Set things aside or let things go until you have more information or the time is right or you feel better or feel more like doing something? Do you let things pile up, or maybe have you convinced yourself that you do your best work under pressure? Are you waiting for something? Anything? What are you waiting for? Successful people avoid procrastination because they know the difference between waiting for their turn and taking their turn. Now, Dennis Waitley says it best in a poem that he wrote, and I would like to read it to you. There's an island fantasy, a someday isle we'll never see. When recession stops, inflation ceases, our mortgage is paid, our pay increases. That someday isle where problems end, where every piece of mail is from a friend, where all the nations can go it alone, where we all retire at 41, playing backgammon in the sun. Most unhappy people look to tomorrow to erase this day's hardship and sorrow. They put happiness on layaway and struggle through a blue today. But happiness cannot be sought. It can't be earned. It can't be bought. Life's most important revelation is that the journey means more than the destination. Happiness is where you are right now, pushing a pencil or pushing a plow, going to school or standing in line, watching and waiting or tasting the wine. If you live in the past, you become senile. If you live in the future, you're on someday isle. The fear of results is procrastination. The joy of today is a celebration. You can save, you can slave, trudging mile after mile, but you'll never set foot on your someday isle. When you've paid all your dues and put in your time, out of nowhere comes another Mount Everest to climb. From this day forward, make it your vow. Take someday isle and make it your now. The lesson here is to enjoy the day, each and every day, and to seize the moment and make things happen. Because that's the key to your success. That's all for today. If you enjoy these podcasts, please check back and follow us and be sure to share it with your friends. I'm Sharon Rhodes, signing off. Time for you. Till next time, have a great day and always remember to take time for you.